Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I thought I would come and talk to you today about wearing masks. Now, us in Melbourne, we have to wear a mask if we leave the house, unless we happen to be running, and even then we have to have it on our person. And I know there's many places in the world where mask wearing is required, or advised, strongly advised to be something to be doing. And so I thought I'd just give you a few tips, because as a glasses wearer, one of the issues is they fog up really easily, and this can be really annoying. So a couple of little things I have found make a difference. Number one is the higher the mask goes up your nose, if you can put the glasses over the top of the mask, that can actually really help. So one of the things I do when I pop my mask on is I make sure that I then adjust it up my nose and then make sure that my glasses are sitting over the top. That really helps to stop them from fogging up so quickly. But still, I do get a little bit of fog up. And in fact, one of the things I've just done, because I've been making these masks, because honestly, you know, we have to walk, you know, wear multiple a day, is I am getting some nose wire for masks, and I am going to be sewing them in, because if you can press them down and they really fit more snugly over your nose, then you get much less of your breath going up and fogging up your glasses. So that is something I'm doing. So I've actually just gone on eBay and looked for, you know, nose wires for masks or something like that. Get 100 for about $14 or something, so quite easy to find. And I will just be stitching them into all the masks that I have made to make sure they work. One of the things that I did when I made this pattern is I made it go up a bit higher than the one that I kind of traced it off that was a bought one, because I wanted to be able to pop my glasses over the top. So that really does help. I have heard about things like putting, kind of just rubbing dishwashing liquid on your glasses, but not washing it off. I've not tried that because I'm a bit concerned it might end up smeary anyway. I don't know, but that may be hurt. And there may be some kind of things you can spray on that stop fogging. But I tend to find these things don't work terribly well. And the number of times a day I have to clean my glasses because I manage to get fingerprints on them so that is something to think about. But I know fogging up glasses can be a bit of a pain. So I find the better the seal is around here, the less fogging you get. Let's also talk about maybe communicating when we are out and about now, because we are now out and about wearing masks and a lot of our faces covered. Communication, you know, like even just small bits of body language that we get from people's facial expression have really disappeared. And this is why we really need to work on our communication when we are wearing a mask. So things like if we smile, and I'm going to show you the difference. I'm going to pop my mask on here. And I will show you the difference between a proper smile and a regular smile. So if I smile, this is a social smile. This is a smile that you see doesn't actually reach my eyes particularly. So even though I'm smiling as I'm talking here, you are not really seeing it. When I do a really genuine smile, so like if I was laughing, you'll notice how much more it actually goes right up into my eyes. So it's really important to think about really not just doing kind of that kind of smile, which never reaches your eyes. You really have to think about doing a full smile as if you are laughing. That is actually going to then communicate the smile to people, but otherwise we don't know you're smiling. So adding in other body language, such as waving as acknowledgement, you know, like when we're driving down the street and somebody, you know, gives way to us or whatever, we do that little kind of, you know, steering wheel wave. That is a little piece of acknowledgement. We need to add those things in to our communication when we're wearing masks, because we're just not getting that level of communication that we normally get. So do think about waving, nodding, and doing those sorts of things really, and talking more. So instead of just, you know, I noticed walking around the park that in the past you could just kind of smile at people as you walk past. Now you really need to say hello, kind of little like nod, an acknowledgement that people are around, because otherwise it can feel really quite unfriendly. Now, particularly too, if you're wearing sunglasses and a mask, that just blocks out all kind of communication, and it can feel a little bit threatening too in a way, because we really can't see about what's going on in your face when we've got the sunglasses and the mask on. So they're just a few little things to think about. And then I wanted to show you this other mask that I made. So this one is a scarf mask. So what I've done is I've basically cut a piece of fabric. It's kind of like a scarf sort of shape. It's doubled up, could even triple it up if you wanted to. And what I actually did, so that it's not bulky behind my neck, if I've sewn off a press stud on the kind of two corners that go behind the neck, so I can do it up like that, and then I can tuck in the mask bit. So if I'm not out and about, I can tuck the mask bit in and I can just wear it like that. But then if I need to pop the mask on, I can then pull that up and I just pop it under my glasses. And there we go. I've got myself a scarf mask. So if you're kind of thinking about, you know, how do I do these things, that one's pretty easy to make. I do actually have a link to the instructions on my blog post about the 5-minute face mask, which is really this mask, which is a very fast and easy face mask. It's not complicated as long as you've got a sewing machine. And it is made, I find, a thickish stretch, sort of scuba or ponte is a good fabric to make it out of. And this is 2 layers thick, but it's very thick fabric. It's also a little bit unbreathable, but that actually means that less interaction with different air is going to happen. So I hope those little tips have helped you when you're thinking about masks and communicating in masks, little tips you need to maybe be aware of when wearing masks and just being out and about. So if you are dealing with other people in public, that they are things you can think about. Thanks for watching and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.